I wanted to talk about tonight a shaila that could that probably happened to all of us one time in our life and happen again. While you're walking on Shabbos, let's say in Rosh Hashanah, and all of a sudden while you're walking, you realize that you have something in your pocket. You have a tissue, you have some candy, or you have money, or whatever it is. So what are you supposed to do? Should you stop? Should you keep going? What's the right thing to do? So let's first just understand the malacha of itzah. Just the basics. So itzah is you're taking an object, you're transferring an object from a rishus hayachid, from a private place, to a rishus harabim, to public domain, which harabim would be a place, madarais would be a place as shishim ribay, 200,000 people living, and streets are 16 amos wide. And then have a rishus hayachid, which a home. So you have to transfer from the harabim to the rishus hayachid, and you have to do that specifically in a way of doing, starting off with an akira in one rishus and doing hanach in the other rishus. You have to pick it up in one rishus and then put it down. And you don't have to actually literally pick it up in one rishus and put it down in the other rishus. You could also, even if it's in your pocket, by you just getting up, that's already considered an akira. You getting up, starting to walk, and then when you stop in the other rishus, that's considered a hanach. So, and then there's another type of haitzah, which is maver dalanam rishus harabim. Even if you're not going from rishus harabim to rishus hayachid, if you pick up an item in rishus harabim and you walk dalanamis and you stop, that's also midiraisa a haitzah. And then you have something called the karmelis, which is, it's not rishus harabim deraisa, but midirabanan, they gave it the chumris of a rishus harabim, that you can't carry dalet amos and you can't carry from rishus hayachid to the karmelis. And nowadays that's probably what usually that's going to be the case, because b'zman hazeh we don't have shishim ribay in a city, so that's going to be usually what that's going to be the case. So back to the Shabbos. So you're walking on Shabbos and you realize all of a sudden you have something in your pocket, and what do you do? So the first thing to do, probably naturally a person would think to just stop. Oh my gosh, I'm carrying. What should I do? I don't want to carry anymore. But really that's the worst thing to do. The best thing to do is just to keep walking. So because if you stop, then it's going to be a hanacha. Because you left your house, and if you stop, you're going to be doing a hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim. So keeping on walking. So there's another problem. If you keep on walking, there could be, even though you're not doing an akir in Rishus HaRabim, it could be that there's an Issur Darabanan to walk Dal Ramas in the Rishus HaRabim, even without akira hanacha. So there's an Eitzah. So in Rabbi Rivia Tefer, he says an interesting Eitzah that you should keep on walking, but walk within the Dal Ramas of the place that you realize that you have something in your pocket. So like this, you're not going in on a Dal Ramas, and you're not doing a hanacha. And it gives you time to think about what your best option is to do. So you're not doing hanukkah and you're circling around the stalaams that you're in. So if you're in mamish or rishus harabim, the raisa, which usually is not going to be the case, but the best option would be if there is a makom patur. Makom patur is you have a place that's higher than gimel tefachim and it's less than dalet al dalet. It's not a it's very, very narrow. It's not a wide place, and that's not a makom chashiv. If it's within your dalet ames, so then you should just put it down in the makom patur, and that's totally fine. Like a fire hydrant would be a makom patur, but again, most of the cases is you're probably going to be in a karmelis. You don't have a makom shishim ribay, and there the halacha of makom patur does not apply. So the next option would be to see if there's a guy around. If you see a guy around, then you could try to ask him to not to give it to him, because if you give it to him, then you're doing a hanacha by putting it into his hand. You would have to ask him to try to take it out from your hands while you're still doing this circular motion, while you did not do a hanacha yet, and he'll take it from your hands. So like this, you didn't do any hanacha at all.
If you and stop him to take it off your hands, it's not Eru Lafish.
What?
It's Eru Lafish, not Eru Lekatev.
It's only when you're picking up the item to adjust it so you could carry it more.
But part of your healing, you're not coming to rest.
What?
You're coming so that he could take it off you. Why is that different than you making it more comfortable for the walking?
So you could stop, you're saying?
I don't know
if that's considered a kaddish. It's kaddish, it's a very specific case.
I'm not done.
Maybe a kaddish is only when you're adjusting the chivas so you could go right there. So you should try to get, if there's going to be a guy walking around you, he could come over to you into your dalar amis and he'll take it from your hand or take it from your pocket, and hopefully he'll get the hint that he should watch it for you, or he'll bring it to your house. But most probably that's not going to happen. What?
Because the guy keep walking and give it, he won't be stationary. Give it to him while he's moving.
Right, but you can't walk over to the guy. He has to come over to you and take it from you. Because by giving it to the guy, that's also hanacha. So like this, the guy took it from you and you didn't do any hanacha. Now, let's say if there's no guy around, so now what do you do? So if you know, now we're talking in the case, let's say you left your house, you left shul, so you're leaving from a shul seyachet. If you know for sure from the time that you left the house till the time that you realize there's something in your pocket, you did not stop at all for anything, unless you stop to adjust, to hold the object that you're carrying, that you're holding in your pocket. So as you know for sure that you didn't stop for a traffic light or to tie your shoes or to talk to someone or anyone, you know for sure you're continuously walking. Rav Moshe says that only lakatis is dafka. It's only the ikr is lakatis. It's not. So if you know for sure that you're continuously walking, so the best thing to do is just to turn around and go back to the Rosh Hashayach that you came from. Because like this, you never did any Haitzah. It was, you left Rosh Hashayach and it's going back to the same exact Rosh Hashayach. Now it is preferable that when you go back to Rosh Hashayach, you should do it you should run back. Because the Gemara says, if you are walking in a regular manner, where Chayshish, that if you're walking regularly, the Derech is that a person could stop while they're walking and then you might do a Hanacha. So, but if you're running, you're going to be much more focused in order to stay, to keep going, and you make it back to the Rosh Hashayachid, and you put it down the Rosh Hashayachid, and then you're good. However, if you don't know if you stopped or not, let's see, you went on a long walk, and you have no idea if you stopped, so, or if you know for sure that you stopped, so now there's no mile to go back to the Rosh Hashayachid, because now that you stopped, so now, by stopping, and then you started to walk again, now you did a new Akira in the Rosh Hashanah. So now you're up, you're doing an Akira in Rosh Hashanah. So going back to Rosh Hashanah is not really going to help you. So the best Eitzah to do over here is, basically, while you're still walking in your Dalet Amos, try to just drop the Chefetz in a backhanded way. You make your pockets inside out, or put it on the back part of your hand and let it drop. Like this, when you're doing hanacha, it's a hanacha b'derech shinoi, and then you won't be chayv for the hanacha.
Is there a model of going back to your dalet amos in Rosh Hashanah? Where you
remember the exact dalet amos?
If you know, you know. It was it's hard to. In the corner.
If you know exact, I don't know. I don't know. So now the problem, now what's going to be if you have an item that's, I don't know exactly the gather, but of bal al-mamayne, that's something that's very, very expensive and very valuable, and you can't just drop it in the street. Where if the halacha is going to be that you have to drop it in the street, or chayshir, that you're going to come to be bal al-mamayne, you're going to lose yourself and you're just going to do a malacha daraisa and just bring it back to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Chazal made special Heterim. So if it's a matzah of a ball, mine is something very, very expensive. So then, probably the best option would be is to do the same thing before, it's just to run back to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, run back to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And when you get to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you have to make sure that not to do a regular Hanach on the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You would have to, because it could be you did an Akir Sarab already. So if you're going to do Hanach on the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's going to be a Hitzah. When you come towards the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you have to throw it into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid backhandedly, Derek Shinoi. Now sometimes you're not going to be able to throw it into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid just by throwing it backhandedly. You have to first open up the door. Especially if the door doesn't open up inwards, it opens up outwards, so you're going to be forced to stop. We have to do a combination. So then, if you're going to have to stop, you're going to be doing a hanacha. So then, you should try to go to a different type of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and that you'll be able to throw it in without stopping, throwing it in with Derech Shina.
If you stop while you're in the Shul Sarab, it's not a problem. So if you're outside the door.
Yeah, so if you're outside the door, but then then you have Avaras Dal Aramas. Because you did Akir Sarab, then you went Dal Aramas, then you stopped. So you have to specifically, you have to be Maniach in the Shiachid with Derech Shina. Right, but if the door only opens up outward, so you have to stop. Like jogging in place? I don't know if jogging in place is considered good enough, because that could be a hanacha, because could be spadafka, you have to be heilich. Heilich is when you're... I'm not sure if that would work. So...
How quickly do you have to move? Do you walk very slowly?
I mean, you should walk in... It's preferable to walk in a... The Gemara says Larut, so
to open up the door.
Oh, to open the door. So Rabbi Ribriat's Lashon is in a fluid motion, without any pauses. It just should be smooth. So, until now we just talked about where you realize that you're holding something in your pocket while you're still walking. So again, while you're still walking, either you could have a guy take it from you while you're still walking, or you could, if you know that you never stop, bring it back to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, running. And if you don't know, so then you should just shake it out, kalachi yad, or put it down kalachi yad. And if you're bal amamayna, then you should just run back to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and throw it in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid kalachi yad. So like this, you did it the hanacha b'derech shina. Now what if you're standing at a light, or you're just standing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, so you already stopped. And now you realize that there's something in your pocket. So you're not in a moving motion anymore. Right now, you're oimid, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So what do you do? So the best option would be if it's just like a tissue, and it's just something that's cheap, and it's not valuable to you, you should just put it down where you are, because right now you were just oimid, so you don't want to go walk with it further, because then you're doing an akira. So in your dal aramis that you're being oimid, just put it down and then just go on. Now, if it's a case that it's bal amamayna, something that's very, very valuable, so you can't just leave it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So again, you go try to see if there's a guy that could take it from you, and he'll watch it for you, and hopefully he'll bring it back to your house. If you don't have that option, so then there's halacha. The Gemara says that you could go pachas midalat amos. You go in intervals. Basically, The Hitzah and Mar Dal Ramas only when you walk at least four Dal Ramas consecutively. But if you, let's say four Amas is, let's say around, let's say it's 6 feet, I don't know the exact chair, but so instead of walking 6 feet, walk 5 feet, stop. And if you stop, so now you stopped your whole Havar. And then you go weiter another 5 feet, and you stop, so you never did a full Dalai Lamas, and you just keep doing this over and over again until you reach a place that's a safe place for your item that you could put it. And if it's a Rosh Hashayachid, again, you have to make sure to put it into Rosh Hashayachid with a Shinoi Kalachar Yad. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that when you do this eighth of Dalai Lamas, the best thing to do it is, if you're with another person, to do it together. So you would walk, let's say, 5 feet and hand it to your friend, and then he'll walk.
Why did your friend have to have their ball on the money, though? Got his money.
Right, I don't know. That's a question. Well, that's a mile.
Ours is a zero because it's an emotional thing. I don't think ours is.
Like this, each person's doing a totally new maisa. So that's the mile. Now, if you don't have shnayim, so then you should stop and you should actually, the Magen Avraham says, you should actually put the chepetz down. You shouldn't just stop and hold the chepetz. You should actually put it down. Because otherwise, it's not really enough. Because the whole reason why you're doing, the whole reason why you're stopping is just to go further, so you could get to the Rosh Hashayachid. So you could go another. You see, you could just travel further. So that might not be considered a hanacha unless you actually put the chepetz down. Then it's considered a hanacha. But again, if it's a today b'zvanazah, that's really a karmelist. Could be, you don't have to be machbir to do that. You could just stop and. Again, and then if you're going to do Pachas Pachas Mital Ames, now if you're in a place where Mishnah Berurah says if there's going to be listim and you're afraid they're going to come, you're going to be Makom Sakana, so if you go Pachas Pachas Mital Ames, it's going to take you a much longer time to do it. You keep stopping and going and stopping and going. So then you have the other Eitzah that you could just make a run for it. You run to the Rosh Hashayachid, where it's a place that's Meshomer. When you get to Rosh Hashayachid, you make sure, as you're still walking, to put it into Rosh Hashayachid, Kila'achar Yad, and then you'll save your object. So, again, so there's basically two cases. Either you realize it's in your pocket while you're still walking, so then you should not stop, keep walking within those Dalai Lamas that you realize, and either try to find a Makom Patur if it's Rishiram Deraisa, if not, try to have a guy. If not a guy, then if you know for sure you never stop Rosh Hashayachid, just go run back to Rosh Hashayachid. And if you're not sure, so then you should either just leave it out of your, just let it out of your pockets, put it down with Derech Shinoi. And if it's a very valuable that you're Baal HaMamayinai, then you could run back and put it into Rosh Hashayachid with Derech Shinoi. And if you already stopped and you realize something in your pocket, so basically everything is the same except for that same halakas. You either just put it down where you are, or if you're Baal HaMamayinai, then you could either have a guy, if not a guy, so then you go pachas dalan ames. And if you're b'makom sakana, then you could just make a run for it, or say yachid, and then you put it with derech shinoi.